of these airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We invite you on over to our website. You can go there, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features. Get interactive in various different ways and do it all without having to pay a dime, because great folks like SACL CAI and our other great sponsors are behind us and behind the website, so you can use it without having to pay membership fees. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to jack you for $5, $6, $7 a month in order to use their site. So I think you'll find that we have more for free on our site than those other sites will charge you for. See for yourself, though. freetalklive.com. Occupy protests around the country have been the majority of the show's topics thus far. There is, of course, many other things to talk about here tonight. Mark, you wanted to tell us about someone's door being kicked in over an iPhone. But first, we'll continue with the Occupy thing, because we've given you updates on Occupy Oakland, where there's been some violence that has erupted. Why that happened is still not sure, whether it was the police that instigated it or the police that were being agent provocateurs, or it was actually some sort of violent protesters. I can tell you that here in Keene, advocates of violence just won't be tolerated. I mean, if you're a racist or you're an advocate of violence, it's just not going to pan out for you coming around here.
Well, yeah, any bigoted sort of person.
In the Occupy movement.
In the Occupy movement.
Yeah.
And in the Liberty movement as well.
Right.
And there's some crossover between the two. So, in fact, just recently, there's some lady that's shown up on the Occupy Keene discussion forum, doesn't live around here, at least there's no indication that she does, and she started to post, she posted one thing about how communism is evil or whatever, and so she's clearly got an agenda that she's pushing, and I'm no fan of communism, but I think that, you know, it's not appropriate to just come in and start spamming political beliefs on a group that is dedicated to discussing one particular thing, which is the Occupy Keene movement. And then when you click on her information, and she started her own Occupy Keene page apparently now, where she's posted a link to the Vanguard News Network. Remember them?
Weren't they a bunch of bigots?
Yes. It's a white power, white supremacist, so-called news website who many years ago started a radio show called Free Talk Live.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Yes. And so there is a white supremacist Free Talk Live out there.
There was once.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's still around, because the guy that was hosting the show ended up murdering his wife and killing himself.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys are, you know, really mentally stable.
Yeah, that's hardcore right there.
But the Vanguard News Network was bigger than just that one guy, I guess, and so it's still out there. This woman posts that on her Occupy Keene page, and for me, that's enough. I don't need to know anything more about you. Of course, the sad part is she also posted something about Ron Paul. So, you know,
wow.
Once again, if you're running a political campaign, you can never choose your supporters, right?
Yep. Yeah, there's, sadly, just too many bigots out there that support Ron Paul, and, you know, it's sad.
So my point being, some people shouldn't be tolerated in movements, and I'm not gonna put up with it personally. 855-453. Now, what's going on in New York City, Occupy Wall Street? They've hit the courts, finally.
That's right. This story out of rawstory.com. The first batch of 78 protesters from among hundreds arrested for disorder over the last 6 weeks filed in a New York state court. Nearly all of them telling a judge that they were innocent and demanding a jury trial to clear their names. Prosecutors had offered a deal in which protesters would see charges dismissed, provided they kept out of trouble for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
The mass refusal raised...
Translation, stay away from the Occupy movement.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. The mass refusal raised the prospect of protesters clogging up a court system that will be obliged to provide each defendant with a trial lasting approximately 1 day. There's a general push, said Joshua Lewis, 23, after rejecting the deal, known in legal terms as an adjournment in contemplation of dismissal, or ACD. They were offering ACDs, and the majority seems to be moving to reject. Rejected it, he said. I'm entirely not guilty. Like others processed Thursday, Lewis was arrested September 24th during a march in Manhattan's Union Square area. Many more have been arrested in other incidents since then, with 16 people detained on Thursday outside the headquarters of Goldman Sachs in the financial district, the New York Police Department said. So basically, yes, they are en masse not taking the plea deal, not going to go along to get along. They're en masse all requesting jury trials, which is great. And I think that if this continues with all the people arrested, remember the 700 people arrested on the Brooklyn Bridge mm-hmm. incident?
Yeah. Good luck with that one, court
700
system.
700 court cases.
Yeah.
That's going to be real tough to deal with. You know, the cops and the judicial system simply aren't used to this. Now, 700 people in New York could be swallowed up in the system. I don't know. It's not going to be easy, but at the same time, it isn't like 700.
Well, you figure that each trial, they're going to schedule a day for it because it's a jury trial, and mm-hmm. they have to, you know, run the officers and do all the charades that the state puts on. We've seen trials.
Mm-hmm.
So each person is one day, and you figure just these 78, that's 78 days of one courtroom being occupied. Now, I know New York is the Empire State, and they have a lot of police and a lot of courtrooms. But if this carries on, I can easily see the Occupy movement shutting down the court system for at least a year.
There's no, even though New York is big, there's no court system that can handle mass non-cooperation, period. And that's what this is. When you don't take the plea deal, when you don't take the offer, the AC, whatever it was.
ACD.
ACD. When you don't take the deal, you clog the system. You contribute to being a clog in the system. Now, up here in New Hampshire, we've only seen, you know, a handful of folks not take the deal at any given time, so it's not enough cumulatively to really do anything of significance. But if you get a large group of people that's been arrested to say, no, I'm not going to take the deal, let's go to trial, that's going to change how everything plays out. There's no way they're going to go through with this. There's no way they could possibly handle it.
The article goes on. In the biggest incident, hundreds of people were arrested during a march in October across the Brooklyn Bridge. They have not yet entered the court system. Protesters in court said their refusal to take the deal was a matter of principle. Victoria Sobel, 21, said she pleaded not guilty because we are not guilty. It's about personal accountability. And Martin Stoller, a lawyer representing about 15 protesters, said pushing the cases to trial showed the prosecutors could not intimidate the mostly young activists. Mm. To force someone to take an ACD in a case where they are factually innocent is unjust, he said. They thought they were on a legitimate, lawful protest march. Another lawyer representing more than a dozen protesters, David Rankin, said a lot of people believe they did nothing wrong and they deserve a day in court. Both the lawyers said that from their groups, only two people accepted the ACD deal.
Hmm. Yeah. And the thing that I would ask folks, because, I mean, there's a lot of prejudice out there against the Occupy movement, but think about this for a second, is if these people are guilty, then what's the benefit of this ACD, which is essentially a plea bargain? You know, you keep your little nose out of it for exactly. 6 months, and then you can go free. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a plea bargain. If these people are guilty, what's the benefit to society and whatever victims there were out there by the blocking of this George Washington Bridge? And I'm not going to say there weren't victims. I think that everybody who was trying to get to work or get home or whatever at that point is a victim of this particular protest. Was it worth it? Perhaps. I don't know. But so what's the benefit to society as a whole? Because that's what the claim of, you know, the judicial system's there to benefit. What's the benefit to the victims? What's the benefit to you and me and anybody who's A, not a criminal, and B, not a bureaucrat?
Well, I guess the argument would be that it would take them out of possibly doing such actions for 6 months.
If they're guilty, I want them to get a trial and get their punishment. Isn't that what it's supposed to be about?
Well, the punishment could be the idea of deterring future behavior.
Then let's get some punishments going here.
Right, right. Make them feel the pain of their wrongdoings. The article continues here. The protesters are charged mostly with disturbing the peace and resisting arrest. Trials could start as early as January 9th. So basically, they've gotten the whole bucket charge of disturbing the peace or disorderly conduct, wherever you're from. Maybe they call it one of these two different terms. And then, of course, resisting arrest because, you know, you had to make that police officer beat you a little bit.
Yes.
So, you know, you got to pay him a little extra.
The 700 arrests weren't all, entirely peaceful operations.
No, not at all.
But this is where things could be going next. Obviously, the cold is going to be become more and more of an issue with the Occupy movement.
It seems to me the Occupy movement's going to be gone in the winter, but that's just my opinion.
But that's just it. These trials are going to be January, so the trials are starting as early as what was January 9th,
that's
said?
Correct.
So that's the beginning of the trials. There's going to be more and more trials throughout the whole
winter.
And
there's nothing saying that Anonymous couldn't come out and say, we're having some more Occupy movement
in
May. They managed to pull it off this time. Why wouldn't they do it again?
But no, they should have, fine, in May, but during the wintertime, go inside. Have Occupy movements in City Hall. Have them at the city courthouse.
No, kick him out
more
of there.
Coming up. This is Not If There's 800 People. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And that number brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. The principal, one of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty. He is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. He's one of our longest-running advertisers here, and couldn't have made it without him. Appreciate Jason Osborne and SACL CAI. If your company needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable and collections, SACL CAI can do it. They can do it in a way that is respectful of your clients. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
855-450-FREE. To the phones and the fun, we go to Gene, a Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you that I still believe in the Big Tent Theory, and I'm sure working on you guys and hoping that someday you'll join me in that regard.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I heard a little while ago that you were saying these kind of people, they don't belong in the...
Oh, racists and advocates of violence. Yes, I firmly believe that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I will exclude them from my tent and do it joyously.
Well, here's the reason I'd like...
I believe at the time you were talking about bigots. You said some people had bigoted views.
I don't like bigots either, yes. Thank you for clarifying. I don't appreciate that either.
But the truth is, if I just looked at the definition of bigot, and actually you're a bit of a bigot yourself.
Because I'm bigoted against bigots, right?
Yeah, it's a person who is utterly... I'm reading you the definition here. A person who is utterly intolerant of any differing creed, belief, or opinion. So if somebody has an opinion that you don't like, you rule them out. Now, I look at this as being a crime of nonviolence. In other words, if somebody has an opinion that you don't like, that is a crime of nonviolence to you. You know, that I look at every crime as being a personal thing. I don't see crimes as being something that some crazy politician wrote on a piece of paper, but I write my own laws as an anarchist. You write your own laws as a free marketist or whatever you call yourself. And my laws are different than your laws. But because we have differing beliefs or creeds or opinions, that doesn't mean we should rule each other out as freedom marchers.
Yeah,
we're all
in the
freedom game together.
No, it does mean that I can rule those people out because I want nothing to do with these intolerant folks.
You can't rule them out because you don't run the movement. You see what I'm saying?
I run my movement.
Yeah, each person's can make their own determination as to who they're going to associate with.
You can self-determine. But
right, I run a website. I'm not going
to
let you blog there if you're a bigot.
But you can't dictate to others.
No, of course not. But I can tell you, you can't come around me, and you can't come around my website.
Stop using the "you." A person can't come around me, and a person can't because
you,
Eugene,
if you're a bigot,
right.
Thank you.
But
not
I just,
Eugene,
I just
but
proved
you
that you're
a bigot.
I just proved you're a bigot.
I don't know if I agree with you.
I'm reading the definition from dictionary.com. Is that wrong? Is it a wrong definition?
Let me take this from a different tack, Gene. The first thing that those on the left will often say, and you know, talking about the tried and true Pinkos here, about the liberty movement, they won't address issues of personal ownership. They won't talk about the violence of the state. They won't talk about any of those things. The first things that they say are they're racists. They love corporations, and they want to see poor people starve.
That's great. Let's say that what you just said is true.
It's not.
Who cares?
Well, I think striking the root, what I would have to say is simply that I think bigoted people and violent people engage in a negative behavior that I don't wish to associate with.
I'm talking about victimless crime. And you
No, I can choose who I want to associate with based on my preferences and my time allocation. I mean, I'm not going to associate with someone I don't feel is worthy of associating based on them being violent or them using some bigoted or negative statement towards other people. I think that's not something I'm comfortable doing.
When you narrow the field, you restrict the ability of us to obtain our freedom.
But you're narrowing the field by saying you don't care what the leftists say in order to exclude libertarians. I'd much rather open the liberty movement to leftists because there's a lot that can be said to the liberty movement than to open it up to the very few tried and true sort of neo-Nazi bigots out there.
I open it up to everybody, leftists and rightists.
But you said you don't care what their complaints are about the liberty movement. If their complaints are that it's it's a bunch of racists and there's tolerance towards racism.
I don't care what their complaints are and I don't care what the other complaints are. I work with everybody in the interest of gaining freedom.
A Okay, but if you want to talk about a big tent, if by allowing undesirable people like racists, bigots, and violent advocates of violence into your tent, if by allowing those people into your tent prevents more people from coming into your tent than otherwise would have, prevents more people from coming in who otherwise would have been interested in coming in, then you've essentially shrunk your tent by allowing those people in.
First of all, I don't believe that for a minute, because I think that 80% of the population is a bigot to some, is bigoted to some extent. I'm talking about black people, white people, and God forbid, even Chinese people are bigoted. So, you know, if you're going to rule out 80% of the population, man, you've got a pretty small group of people.
No, I think you're speaking of preferences, not bigoted.
I'm not talking about people that have, feelings about race. I'm talking about ones that will lay it out there in a fashion that is just disgusting to the average person. And I don't care whether they're black, white, or Chinese. We do the same thing on the Free Talk Live BBS, and there's a reason for it. If you don't, they're going to drive away everybody. You let a skunk in the house, and everybody's got to get out.
Well,
but Gene,
I think
wants the skunks
guys,
around.
You guys are extremists. In your viewpoint against anybody who has any kind of a viewpoint,
we're extremists because we want to keep the skunks out of the house.
No, well, you're ruling people out who have a very minor infraction and one that has no victim.
Well, you know what? I don't care if they don't have any victim, because it's intolerance towards others who have a different skin color or a different sexual orientation that I'm not interested
in. In a country where Ian has control, he's going to make bigotry illegal, and he's going to use the violence of his state against anybody who doesn't think
correct.
No,
I'm just going to ostracize him. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Yeah,
I appreciate
just
it.
He won't associate with those people, just like we don't. In our daily routine, if I know someone is a bigoted person, I'm simply not going to associate with that person.
Yeah, you don't get to come hang out with me.
No,
thanks. Bye.
No, I'm sorry. That's just not going to happen. And if that's all about my personal preference and what I'm comfortable being around.
You don't get to post on my website. I'm not going to give you a ride somewhere.
Like, well,
I'm probably not going to talk to you.
Well, yeah, here's the thing, though. Outside of this discussion, I'm not going to speak out against people who hold, bigoted views. I'm not going to waste my time and energy and resources.
It is a theory, a belief system that is dying. I mean, it is rapidly dying on the vine.
Yeah.
The way you feed it is to let it propagate. It can't propagate at my house, and I'm not going to go out looking for it either. It's the conversation that allows it to propagate, not the lack of it.
Right. Well, only when it comes into my realm will I then deal with it getting rid of it.
Other than the bigoted, I mean, let's just put the bigoted thing aside, and we were also talking about people who advocate violence. I don't see how Gene can back up accepting into his big tent people who advocate violence.
Right.
And it's just foolish.
Yeah, then you're asking for the downfall of everything that you're involved
in. Right. Are you supporting it because you welcome it into your tent? That's how these connections are made, and that's how conspiracy charges go and all this sort of BS that comes with this no-knock raid and all that.
No doubt about it. Those people are a liability any way you cut it. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I would never advocate violence against any of these people. I don't want to try to control their beliefs. I just don't want to associate with them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves, toll free, 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you online to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have for you there. The bulletin board system is one of those things. It has been retooled as of recently, within the last couple of weeks. More moderators have been brought on board. The moderators now have more leeway to moderate, to do their jobs. And you actually can self-moderate your own threads. Any thread that you post, you can delete any responses that are undesirable to you. Which means that if you don't want to tolerate bigotry in your threads, you can just delete them.
So there you go.
You now have more control over your own threads over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And hopefully that'll make it a friendlier place for people to go and visit. So if it's been a little while since you've been, go check it out again. bbs.freetalklive.com.
They are the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated. And now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but they can also be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts. Be part of the currency that is transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. It's memorydealers.com. It's pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. 855-453 to call in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey.
Cole, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wondering if y'all might be less surprised about this than I was, but I was at school today, nicely publicly funded, and one of my teachers informed somebody who wanted to go to the bathroom that they didn't have a right to go to the bathroom while they were at public school.
Whoa,
they were
man.
Only allowed three times for 9 weeks.
To go to the bathroom three times every 9 weeks?
Yeah.
During during class, meaning they could go between classes but not during class?
They could go between classes but not during class more than three times.
More than three times,
wow,
during class.
Arbitrary number.
It's interesting that they picked a number that, you know, that they can't go more. But you'd wonder about a person that had to go more than three times. And how long
in
is one of these
weeks,
classes?
Mark, in 9 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking it was the regular class was like 50 minutes long, like my classes.
No. You can only go three times over the 9 week period in that class.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each class is about an hour and 45 minutes.
Now, I get the, you know, I probably understand where the teacher's coming from in that some people could abuse the idea of constantly having to go to the bathroom for the purpose of getting out of class. And I think it would be pretty obvious who the abusers of that particular ability would be. I mean, that would become pretty clear over time.
But
three times in 9 weeks, that's ludicrous.
Well, I mean, if it's a problem, A, you could take the abuser and move them closer to the door, and then their grade will reflect any time that they've spent away from the class. Then that's their problem. Put them someplace where they're not where they're less likely to disturb people. Some people are going to be disturbed by any movement in the room. What are you going to do with that?
Well, this teacher's a dyed-in-the-wool authoritarian. I mean, that's how it sounds to me. This person's sick.
Well, she's my German teacher, so...
I don't know.
Octoon, baby.
But it reminds me of the lady that forced, I remember in second grade, one lady that was a teacher there forced a young girl to stay in class when she had to go to the bathroom, and she peed in the chair. And that was sick. That was my first experience with that sort of thing, and I was just bewildered by it at the time. Cole, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, besides thanks for getting the cam up.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We had some technical difficulties earlier tonight over on the CAM page.
You know, you said that story, and that essentially is something that very similar happened to me in second grade. You know, I was always the kind of kid that wanted to follow the rules. And one time I went up and, I wanted to use the bathroom. There's a particular type of reading assignment that we didn't like, as I recall, that just wasn't fun to do. And everybody sort of across the board hated doing this. It was kind of quiet time. You had to do it yourself, and it wasn't much interactivity. It was no fun to do. And I got up and used the bathroom during that, and the teacher wrote a note that there was no getting up during this type of reading assignment. In particular, you could get up and use the bathroom any other time, but not during that reading assignment.
Mm.
Then, over the course of the year, I had to use the bathroom during that time, and I was holding it, and I farted in the middle of class, and it was noisy. And she came over to me, and I, just kind of tried to pretend like it wasn't me. She came over to me. She picked me up. I'm in second grade. What am I, 7 or 8 years old? Picked me up by both my arms, stood me on my chair, and yelled at me right in my face that if I have to use the bathroom, to go ahead and use the bathroom, and don't do that in here.
Wow. After you were told you couldn't.
Now, she probably doesn't remember that she did such a thing, right? But this is the kind of... crossed messages that kids can get in school.
Oh, sure.
This is sort of arbitrary bullcrap. And, you know, what does that do to somebody? I mean,
I think school is mostly arbitrary bullcrap, as you put it. I think most of what's going on there, you think, let's sit them in the classrooms for 50 minutes, talk about this one subject, and then shuffle them on to the next one. And the walls are all this gray or tan sort of drone color that just makes you want to vomit.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea that the school system itself is this this idea to get more people in jobs where they aren't really doing anything. They're sort of babysitting. That's about it. I mean, the kids aren't really learning a whole lot. And most of what kids learn is because they actually care about something and they're actually actively interested themselves. But most of the time, if you force people to digest reading material and then spew it out on a test, that's not learning.
Well, I've never read those books.
That's just remembering enough to pass the test.
To some extent, yeah. Well, so what you're saying is true about sort of later on in school, but early on you can force kids to learn to read at a certain time. You can force them to learn their math tables and their timetables and that kind of thing. But what do you do to their desire to learn? I mean, when they're motivated themselves to learn to count money and sort of live life, you know, let's talk about math and how you do it. You get one result, and if the other is sit down, we're going to learn our times table.
You're going to plug in.
Everybody repeat after me.
Yep.
Let's say this and do this and la la la. That's where I think you really suck the joy out of learning.
I think recently I listened to an New Hampshire Public Radio broadcast, and it was talking about schooling and this exact subject matter of our kids learning, and it was focusing on the middle school age kids, okay. Basically 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And several ideas came out stating that kids in that grade, in that grouping, that time frame of their lives, ought not be in school at all because they are not very capable of learning much of anything. They're so cued into the social adaptation and where they fit in and their body's changing and there's so much going on between them and the people around them that the actual school work itself simply becomes an informal sort of thing you have to do while you integrate yourself in a social system.
Well, I'd like to comment on that for a second. What they probably did was study every kid that was in public school to see how they learned in middle
right.
school and whether or not
this
they should be in. However, what would it be like if those kids had never gone through public
Just one point to clarify. One of the people who said this statement that they ought to be in factories or something else, doing something more productive, whether it's farming or whatever, would be the person who started the Montessori schools.
Mm.
So.
You know, and the Montessori schools, you know, all these sort of structured schools, I don't know everything about Montessori or Waldorf or, you know, even the other types of these ideas, but I wonder about what it's like if you'd say, okay, kids, now it's time to play with beeswax, because that's what they all often do in the Waldorf schools is, you know, they play with wooden toys and beeswax and stuff like that. But they still have a structure. Why? Because you've got one person who's dealing with 15 kids. What are you going to do? You have to have a structure. And it may very well be that it's the structure that's imposed upon these kids that can suck away their joy for learning. Because in my opinion, only structured school can take from a child their desire to learn. I think that what you'll find is when these kids are in self-directed learning programs, that they really enjoy learning at the ages of
yes.
middle school.
Okay, I agree with you, but didn't you tell me the other day you were thinking about sending Jack to a structured school?
We're talking about some daycare so they can get some time with some other kids.
Okay, it sounded to me like you wanted to send him to a Waldorf school, which is a structured school, so maybe
to some extent.
So you are considering it.
Well, I've looked into it.
I see.
I want to find out about these schools.
855-453, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
That website is brought to you free, by the way, and you can enjoy it, and you can, if you want to, support the show in a variety of different ways. One of those ways is to go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll get a whole bunch of different things you can do to get Free Talk Live into, say, more radio stations around the country, into more ears around the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Also, check out the great vaporizer that vaporsmiths.com has. They have a vaporizer that will allow you to vaporize nicotine anywhere, just like a cigarette. You can, but you can smoke it anywhere. You won't get any trouble for, generally won't get any trouble for smoking it indoors and restaurants and office buildings, things like that. Some people may need some education on what it is, but this isn't smoking. It doesn't have the smell that smoke has. There's no lingering odors on your clothes. And it's a heck of a lot more healthy for you. 22,000 times healthier by one metric. Vaporsmiths.com makes one of the very best vaporizers in the business, and you can get it for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. So they're $69.99, I believe. At Vaporsmiths.com, you'll get free shipping and the free kit with the including the cartomizer. It's a really great deal, and at this point, you've got no excuse. There's no excuse left for the smoking. Go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855 to get vapor. I suppose you could have the excuse that I need have neither a computer nor a telephone. But maybe you could find one. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL.
To the phones and the fun, Kevin is listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hey, Kevin.
Hello. You've kind of spurred something here. I called about the fact that I've always thought they should have more vocational schools for kids so that if you want to be a body shop person repairing cars or being a working on cars, there should be a school for you, and even at an early age, to go to that so that you could, instead of going to school and sitting there all day and, not accomplishing it. And the way I would pay for it, even under the current system, is I would do away with the $15 million football stadiums and put that money into those type schools. And I think that would be a win-win.
Yeah, I really do wonder about those football stadiums. At the high school that I went to, the football stadium was paid for by an auxiliary group. Now, there may have been a few dollars that was thrown in by the high school, but I believe that it was almost entirely paid for by an auxiliary group that built the stadium. But I know that many, many, many of them aren't. There's one story about a school that had an Olympic-sized swimming pool. I'm not saying this learning how to swim isn't a valuable thing, and I think physical education's valuable. affordable too. I just wonder if you need these hard assets that cost so very much.
I think what would be better is that if local businesses in the area that needed a certain skilled tradesperson whenever they filled their positions would start these sort of vocational schools and sort of apprenticeships and training yeah. centers where they can then mold the next generation of workers. Like, as an example, people in the maintenance field of machine repair and machine maintenance are dwindling. If I'm a mechanic and I work in this field, and the last job I was at, the next closest aged person to me, I'm 33, so the next closest aged person was 55 years old. And so these people are all retiring, and there's nobody coming up in the ranks to fill those positions because no one has entered the skilled trade. They've all been sort of bamboozled into the idea of college education and going into these high-tech fields and all these jobs for, you know, business management, which is just foolish. There's so many jobs available right now for skilled tradespeople and craftspeople that just don't have the skills, and there is no sort of, you know, the barrier to entry is the educational standpoint, is learning how to use these machines, and there are very few places where you can just walk in and they'll teach you. But what we're seeing nowadays is we're seeing that these companies are actually sponsoring you to go to school.
That seems like the way to go, rather than having, and I appreciate where you're coming from, Kevin, but rather than having the central control of the government deciding, well, we need to have a new vocational school, let's take money from everyone and build one, but to then decentralize and instead have each industry or each business or groups, different groups of businesses come up with whatever it is that's necessary to make sure that they can educate the next generation of workers and figure out on their own how to make that a profitable enterprise for them. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, I think you've just solved the problem. And if I could make one more quick point about prohibition, it always fails. Have you heard about how they've done away with online poker now?
Yes, it's somewhat old news, but yeah, they've tried to. Okay. Well, they haven't done away with it, but what they have done is they passed laws, regulations at the federal level that have essentially banned all credit card companies and banks from doing financial transactions with those organizations.
But you can do Bitcoin poker.
Yeah, buddy.
That's right. Bitcoin poker. Just get some bitcoins, and there's all, you know, there's Bitcoin poker. We had an advertiser on the website there.
Right. So there are ways around it.
I think it's sealswithclubs.com.
Yeah, so you can, if you're savvy enough to want to spend the time to learn how to get around it, you can get around it, whether it's using bitcoins or using like a prepaid card from overseas or something like that to put your bets in. There are still ways to do online gambling, but they have taken a big hit.
Oh, that explains what's happened, because there are hotels out there now where you can go to and you can do the online poker there. So maybe somehow they're using their system. And another guy, a guy at Best Buy told me you could go buy the equipment from them, the piggyback. So if you knew somebody, say, in Canada, you put that equipment, you run the internet basically through that. So technically it's in Canada, and then you can legally still play poker. So now Canada is making money off of us off poker, where they used to make money off of us in booze in the 20s. I just think it's incredible. People, you can't legislate morality is what I'm getting at.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. As far as the law, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to give legal advice, and I'm certainly not aware of what all the laws are, the regulations are on online poker. But I don't believe it's technically illegal for you to play online poker. The last I heard, at least, and please, if there are some, you know, online gambling folks that are really into this and are really up on the laws, please let us know at 855-450-FREE. But I think that the prohibitions are on the banks. Like, they've leveraged the laws on the corporations, the banks, and the people that move the money around, and they've said you can't do transactions with these companies. But they, to my knowledge, haven't gone after the individuals who are the users of the services. However, they have targeted the owners of the online poker companies for retaliation.
Right, or just shut their sites down altogether. A couple months ago, they shut down, 40,000 sites?
Something. And this included big ones.
Yeah.
That was my understanding, and that's why, if you had the proper equipment, then you could have it sent in from Canada and into your home, and it's like it's originating from Canada, and you're still online. But these hotels are popping up where you have 200 rooms, and everybody there is playing poker online because it's going through their network that maybe originates out of Canada. So they're getting full occupancy, plus maybe charging you an extra $50 or something to use the service.
Kevin, any other thoughts tonight?
I'm sorry?
Any other thoughts you want to share?
No, thank you for the program.
Thanks for the call.
I did tell Mark this. I still don't see how decentralized military works, okay?
Mark, he doesn't see how decentralized military works.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You can bring it. Mark's sitting right here, by the way. 855-450-3733. It would be decentralized defense. You know, the military is this kind of concept of having this big nationalistic thing that spreads from border to border. I think that in a free market, you'd have differing sorts of options out there, and it's very unlikely that one group would have the entire territory.
Right. I think decentralized military, when I think that, I think private military. I think that there are private companies that provide defensive action, and then if there's a need for more of a prolonged or a difficult sort of situation, maybe these companies can get together and create partnerships amongst themselves and combine the forces, if you will, for the sake of a specific event or project, whatever it may be. I think that's what I see as decentralized. Then it's completely voluntary, for one. For two, there's competing agencies offering people jobs in this field as well as the services of the field. So that would probably be the way to go.
And you, as the consumer, get to choose. So if you want to support one agency versus another, you can do that. Whereas right now, it's one size fits all. You get the money stolen from you out of threat of violence by the government, and then they do what they want with it. Either give it to the military or hire their Blackwater guys and do that.
There are two types of wars out there. Wars of retribution, where one country feels another country has done something terrible to them, and there are wars of acquisition. The United States is blessed with geography that would probably prevent a war of acquisition on any real scale. I mean, China may have a giant military, but they can't float them over in the few tin cans they have in a boat for boats. Now, could they build more boats? Certainly they could. But at that point, they have to try to take over a nation where there are more guns than there are people. And that's a tough nation to take over. Nations exist. There are nations that exist without militaries. Costa Rica is a prime example, as has existed without a military for decades at this point.
It's true. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. Still to come, Mark's going to tell us about a door that was kicked in by the police, I think, over an iPhone. He'll explain. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.